Bridcut comes in, scoops it, and he misses it. And Bazard is who has to come back. He's beaten to it by Adamola. He's got Adamit 3-on-1 here for Woking. Hammond to the left. Oh, he's going all the way on his own. Brisavan comes, saves with his feet. Well, Elvis Hammond having a word there with Moses Adamola. He went all the way, opened up for him, maybe could have laid the striker in, but in the end, Brisavan saved.
I'm proud of my players tonight, and I'm proud of my players every week, because I know, not just today, where they obviously, adrenaline kicked in and the hype of the game is going to get you through to a certain degree. I know that my boys are a very, very honest bunch of players, and, they come off league games and they're at their own level, absolutely shattered every week. So I knew, they would give me every single bit of energy they did. We've probably had our one and only chance today to probably cause an upset.
I was going to say that, Graham, in a strange sort of way, was this Woking's chance today?
It was our chance, having said that, we know there's a replay and we know there's still all to play for. But, they're at home, Brighton, we're away. We played counter-attacking football today and it worked a treat in the first half, and we had two or three beautiful counter-attacks that Moses and Elvis Hammond should have really, with a little bit more clever play, could have really made the game very interesting, and we could have quite easily gone in with the right pass, with the right finish, two or three up at half time, and then it would have been quite a something to hold on to. But unfortunately they didn't quite have that quality. That's why they're at this level. And then obviously second half it's a digging, it's a back to the walls, it's throw bodies in the way. Still with the odd counter-attack we had, but not as many as first half because obviously our legs tired. But the plan was to play that way. We had to change our system twice from a 4-1-4-1 to a 4-3-3, back to a 4-1-4-1. So we tactically moved them around to compete, but we have a home tie, and home teams, the onus is on you to attack and win the game, but we'll have a think about it in the next 10 days.
But you're in the hat, Graham, and that's what everybody says, don't they, in the FA Cup, that you're in the hat, the draw tomorrow. So, you're smiling now. You looked a bit stony-faced when you came out, but underneath it, you're thrilled to bits, aren't you?
I'm thrilled because my players have put on a performance that have made me proud and made the club proud and didn't embarrass ourselves. That's why I'm happy and I'm proud of them. And yes, we are in the hat, and yes, we'll be looking at that tomorrow and listening in and watching. And when the draw's made, if there's another big carrot at the end of it, then it just adds to the excitement of the replay.
You've played the game at the highest level, Graham. I mean, the FA Cup, it means something to players and managers alike and to supporters. Kingfield's going to be packed to the rafters in a couple of weeks' time. That must be something you're hugely looking forward to.
We're looking forward to it, but obviously between now and then we have some important league games. We have a very difficult game Tuesday at Bromley. Don't want to put a dampener on what we've achieved today, but we've got Bromley on Tuesday night and the boys are absolutely out on their feet. Forced to make a number of changes on Tuesday just to put some fresh legs in, which might obviously cost us a league game, which might be sad, but that's the way we've got to do it. The replay at home to Brighton, well, at this moment in time I haven't got a clue how I'm going to go about it.
Final question, Johnny Byrne was saying about the flares being let off by the Woking fans. They made a fantastic atmosphere inside the ground, Graham.
They're brilliant, aren't they? They're brilliant. They love their big games, and over the years they've been treated and rewarded with some fantastic, performances and results down the years in the FA Cup and down the years in the FA Trophy. Today was one of those days. We went to Swindon last year and got done 1-0. Probably deserves a replay. Today we've not disgraced ourselves and got the replay.